Welcome to this daily PBJ devotional. This devotional is about Galatians 3. O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? Before your very eyes, Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed as crucified. I would like to learn just one thing from you. Did you receive the Spirit by works of the law or by hearing with faith? Are you so foolish? After starting in the Spirit, are you now finishing in the flesh? Have you suffered so much for nothing, if it really was for nothing? Does God lavish His Spirit on you and work miracles among you because you practice the law, or because you hear and believe? So also, Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. Understand, then, that those who have faith are sons of Abraham. The Scripture foresaw that God would justify the Gentiles by faith, and foretold the gospel to Abraham. All nations will be blessed through you. So those who have faith are blessed along with Abraham, the man of faith. All who rely on works of the law are under a curse, for it is written, "Cursed is everyone who does not continue to do everything written in the book of the law." Now it is clear that no one is justified before God by the law, because the righteous will live by faith. The law, however, is not based on faith. On the contrary, the man who does these things will live by them. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. For it is written, "Cursed is everyone who is hung on a tree." He redeemed us in order that the blessing promised to Abraham would come to the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, so that by faith we might receive the promise of the Spirit. Brothers, let me put this in human terms. Even a human covenant, once it is ratified, cannot be canceled or amended. The promises were spoken to Abraham and to his seed. The Scripture does not say, "and to seeds," meaning many, but "and to your seed," meaning one, who is Christ. What I mean is this: the law that came 430 years later does not revoke the covenant previously established by God so as to nullify the promise. For if the inheritance depends on the law, then it no longer depends on a promise. But God freely granted it to Abraham through a promise. Why then was the law given? It was added because of transgressions. Until the arrival of the seed to whom the promise referred, it was administered through angels by a mediator. A mediator is unnecessary, however, for only one party, but God is one. Is the law then opposed to the promises of God? Certainly not. For if a law had been given that could impart life, then righteousness would certainly have come from the law. But the Scripture pronounces all things confined by sin, so that by faith in Jesus Christ, the promise might be given to those who believe. Before this faith came, we were held in custody under the law, locked up until faith should be revealed. So the law became our guardian to lead us to Christ, that we might be justified by faith. Now that faith has come, we are no longer under a guardian. You are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. This is God's word. When God called Abraham in Genesis 3 and made what we call the Abrahamic covenant with him, God promised Abraham, "All peoples on earth will be blessed through you." That's a quote from Genesis chapter 12, verse 3. How exactly God intended to fulfill this worldwide covenant promise is not spelled out in Genesis 12. In fact, The Old Testament doesn't explain it in great detail, though it does give some light on the subject. Paul quoted Genesis 12:3 here in Galatians 3:8. According to Paul, Genesis 12:3 announced the gospel in advance, as we read today in Galatians chapter 3:8. But how did God include the Gentiles? How did he include us? Did he do so by making us obedient to the law of Moses? No. Again, according to Galatians 3:8, the promise God made to Abraham was that God would justify the Gentiles by faith, because Abraham was a man of faith, as we saw in verse 6 and verse 9, not because he was a man of the law. The question that Galatians 3, as we just read, answers is this: how can Gentiles be legitimate descendants of Abraham and thus partake in God's promises to Abraham? Now, Jewish people, of course, physically descended from Abraham, so they are legitimate heirs to the covenant promises of Genesis 12. But how do Gentiles become legitimate heirs to those promises? The answer is through Messiah, that is, Jesus. He descended from Abraham physically. Paul makes a big point about this in verse 16. Genesis 12 promised these blessings to Abraham's seed, singular, not seeds, plural. Paul says that means one person was intended, Jesus. Paul wrote, again in verse 16, Scripture does not say, and to seeds, meaning many people, but, and to your seed, meaning one person, who is Christ. It is our connection to Jesus by faith that makes us eligible for the blessings of the Abrahamic covenant, according to verses 26 through 29, not our obedience to the law, as described in verses 10 through 14. This has implications for what the law means to us as Christians. We no longer need to obey the law, or should obey the law even, because Christ unlocked us from the law's obligations and penalties. We saw that in verses 23 through 25. Now, God's law reveals to us so much about the character of God and about our accountability to him, but it can't save us, and it can't make us holy, as verses 21 and 22 describe. So stay away, then, from anyone or any group that says you need Christ plus obedience to the law of God or obedience to any other kind of religious ceremony or activity to be saved or sanctified. In Christ, we have everything we need. We have salvation, as we saw in verse 8 and verses 11 through 12, and we have the Holy Spirit of God, as we saw in verses 2 through 5. So stand firm that faith alone in Christ gives you all you need to receive the promised blessings that God gave to Abraham and that God promises to us in Christ. If you thought this devotional was helpful, go to my website, dailypbj.com/subscribe, and enter your email address to receive a free daily email subscription to these devotionals, and that'll help you read God's Word and apply God's Word to your life every day. And if you can help me with financial support and would like to do so, go to dailypbj.com/support. And please share this with someone else, and I'll see you next time. May God bless you. Hope you have a great day today.